Good morning, everyone. It's early Tuesday morning. Or is it Wednesday? It's Wednesday morning, 3rd of April, 2019. And I just posted something on Facebook I want to read to you, if I can get to it. Good morning, Rose Fenton. Good to see you. And I'm speaking to myself this morning, and that is, I'm amazed at how so many of us, including myself, I include myself first and foremost, how we ridicule and defend other people rather than looking to Christ alone for all of our answers. Jesus Christ said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Good morning, Richard White. Yay. Good morning, Peter Alvade. Good morning, Ajay Benjinda. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. You know, that's our only hope. That's our only foundation. It's not what anyone else taught. And there's been a lot of good teachings by a lot of different people. And there's been a lot of bad teachings by a lot of different people. But should not our focus be not on other people and what they've said, but on what Christ said? Jesus Christ is the one who laid his life down freely for us. He bled and died on the cruel and little cross of Calvary. And while he was dying, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what we do. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. His oath, his covenant, his blood supports me in the whelming flood. When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. He said, I am the way. Jesus Christ is the way. There's no other way. We're living in a time when there would be those that would try to say, all paths lead to God. Jesus said the opposite. He said, I am the way. There are those that would proclaim truth as being something other than what Christ said. And Christ said, I am the truth. I'm the way, the truth. There's no truth that can be found outside of the person of Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about the fact truth cannot be found in the principle, but can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ? Good morning, Ashley. Kenny from Australia, welcome aboard. And your new friend Rose Fenton is with us today, and I got a beautiful message, Ashley, from Rose Fenton, saying how delighted she was to meet you and how she was keeping you and your wife in her prayers. What a blessing. And Ashley, you've conveyed to me you were going to do the same for Rose. And I hope you, selfish Larry, hopes you both will do the same for me. because I need your prayers. But our focus needs to be in the completed work of Jesus Christ. What little time I have left on the face of the earth, by the grace of God, I hope that I can start a new focus on my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For without shed blood of Jesus, there's no remission of sins. And the Apostle Paul said that if it had not been for the resurrection, we would be yet in our sins. Jesus Christ said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth. And he said, I am the life. Life. All of us were dead in our trespasses and sins. We had no hope. But Jesus Christ, in his marvelous love and mercy and grace, showed us, gave his life for us, revealed himself to us. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, he died my soul to save. My lips will still repeat, Jesus paid it all. And so this is a message to myself this morning. When I'm so quick to ridicule other people or defend other people or put down other people or exalt other people, my focus should be on exalting the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, exalting my Savior, my Redeemer, my Lord, Jesus Christ. You know, with all the bickering, all the backbiting, all the debate, all the disputations, nothing changes. It still remains the same. Yes, we should expose false doctrine. Yes, we should exhort, rebuke with all long-suffering doctrine. But when we've done that, let's go back to the foot of the cross. Let us realize there's no way we could understand truth. There's no way we would be on the right way. And there's no way we would have life had it not been for Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Philip Kumar, welcome aboard this morning. Well, it's about 4 o'clock here in Pineville this morning, and I woke up with this on my heart. They ridicule Christ. They question his authority. They deny that he was the eternal Son of God. But I'm glad to know that all that the Father hath given me will come to me. And all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. This morning, we're gathered together. He says, where 2 or 3 are gathered together in my name, there will I be in the midst of them. We have more than 2 or 3 with us this morning. But you know, the most important thing is not us. The most important thing is, he said, I will be in the midst of them. He's here this morning, and we're proclaiming that he has done all things well. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forgive it, Lord, that I should boast. Our boasting should be in Jesus Christ. I'm glad that we can exalt him this morning. I'm glad that he has done such wondrous things for us. We're unworthy to be called his sons and daughters, but he made us worthy through his perfect sacrifice on the cross. He did not impute our trespasses to us, but he granted us liberty in Christ. So this morning, I want to encourage every one of you this morning, my dear sister Rose Swinton, my dear brother Ashley Kinney, and all the rest of you who've joined us. Some of you I don't even know. But God knows every one of you. And he knows every one of our needs. And he knows that it was preordained before the foundation of the world that we should be here this morning. Or evening, or whatever time it is where you're at. That you would hear the absolute truth of Christ when he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. When he said that all that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. What a promise. What a promise. I know there's been times when I've questioned my election. We all have, if we're honest. And that beautiful scripture has come to me over and over again. And the question that's come to my mind is, have I come to him? The only reason that I've come to him is all that the Father has given him will come to him. That's the strongest evidence of my election. The fact that I've come to him. For he's the one who's drawn me. We all must be drawn to him. That's evidence of our election. His spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're sons of God. So this morning, realize that his promise is certain. All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer. And I have asked the Lord, help me to focus on his great salvation. God bless.